Dr. Charles Chip Grote has been a board member of a drilling company that engages in fracking since 2007, and he's been paid over $1.5 million in cash and stock since that time. He also led a study released earlier this year on safety and environmental risk from fracking. But in that study, Grote did not disclose his financial relationship with the drilling company, and the information wasn't on his bio or resume on the UT website either. Dean Sharon Mosher of UT's Jackson School of Geoscience is Grote's boss. She says she was surprised to read about the news this morning.
I was not aware that he was still a member of the board. And if I had known he was a member of a board of a company like that and was paid, I would have insisted that he disclose it.
The professor didn't agree to an interview, but in an email to State Impact Texas, he says the report is, quote, a mixture of truths, half-truths, and unfounded conclusions based on incorrect interpretations of information. I don't want to discuss it. Again, Dean Sharon Mosher.
There's no question that I will review it and be talking to Dr. Grote.
Anytime a university employee has a potential financial conflict of interest, they're supposed to submit a form to their superior. While Grote had submitted this form in past years disclosing his financial ties, he did not do so this year, Mosher says. For State Impact Texas, I'm Terrence Henry.